Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomisode, episode 228, recorded on Saturday, August 10th, 2019, and again, part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And this is Nerd Project Day, and I've called a within the nerd projects bit of an audible today. I was gonna go, so I've got this project that I'm futzing around with lately, and I'm kind of psyched about it. So I was going to go top down. I was going to go from the project into the pieces of things that I'm mucking around with that also support the project. And I had a little bit of a oopsie, a thing while I was writing down notes to like talk about the project. And yes, I'm deliberately not saying what it is. That didn't make me have there's nothing wrong. Everything is going to work out. I think there's some stuff that is more nerdy than I want it to be, and that sounds weird because I like things nerdy, but all that stuff's going to be fine. But so I decided to go the other way. I was like, because I'm trying to do this. I'm like right in the middle of writing these notes up, and I'm like, because this project I've only been involved with for about 6 weeks, I would say, something like that. And I'm gonna call it audible during the audible. I hadn't figured everything out with it, but some of the other things that support it, as were, because like I said, I was kind of gonna go down the stack. I was gonna be like, here's the big project, here's the other tools that I'm using to mess with the project, here's the lower level stuff, here's I'm gonna go down into it. And I decided to actually change from the top down to the bottom up. I'm like, I'll go bottom and I'll go up and I'll reach the project at the end. And I'll definitely get to the project. Don't worry, even if I don't know how many weeks we have left, but I will get to the project even if I have to cheat. But because it's cool. But I was just sitting here right now and was getting ready to go with one low-level project. I realize I'm going to go with another low-level project. It's going to sound goofy because it's so many people talk about it, but I think it's kind of important. So the project that I'm talking about, I mean, I'm not trying to be super secret about it, but it's like a web thingy. It's a web app. It's basically a web app that you run yourself, because the whole point of these sort of apps, and this is of these sort of apps, that is like, rather than you giving a fine sip of not Tecate. Rather than you giving control over your stuff to somebody else, this is a thing that lets you control it yourself. It does it via the importing style, which is interesting. So, for example, and again, it's not secret, but I'm just not to it yet. Like I can, for example, pull all my files from Flickr, or from Google Photos, or from a bunch of other places, from those external places into this store. And that means that I have control of my stuff. I can run it on a periodic basis or whatever. And I have all my stuff, even if Flickr or Google Photos or whatever it is decides to go down. I still have a copy of all my stuff, which is really cool, right? You know? But you got to do that on something, right? I mean, I have, over my life, I have run many, many, back in the 90s, I used to go to like the little, I was actually showing Charlotte, basically the area of town right in the outskirts of Atlanta where I used to live in the late 90s, and where I used to go to old school, like kind of computer barn sort of places, and I would buy like a, you know, I don't know, low-level Pentium or a 486 or whatever, with, you know, an 80 megabyte hard drive for like $60. You know, would not, these were like piece of crap machines. No monitor, no keyboard, nothing. I'm just buying the machine, and I was putting Linux on it, and I would use these machines. They were like one, each individual machine was like a one thing. I had one of them that ran my, like, it would, when my machine that I actually logged into, which was sometimes Windows and sometimes Linux, you know, when I wanted to get to the internet, it would talk to the other machine and that machine would kick off, like, you know, because, you know, this is back when, before I had like a DSL connection or an always on internet connection where it had to kick off the modem. Yes, folks, you know, you'd hear the modem kick off, you know, because I have kicked off the web browser. Oh my God. I had another machine that would periodically do that itself because it was checking for my mail, you know, another one that was checking for news, because basically any one of these machines, maybe they could do two things at once, but they certainly couldn't do more than two things at a time. You know, maybe you had one that did mail and news, and you had one that ran the modem, but it was like, and I had these big giant things. Nowadays, I do one of two things, and I do both. I have teeny tiny Raspberry Pis sitting in my house, or alternate things. It's a thing called Chip that I got. It was a Kickstarter I got involved in, which is kind of a variant against Raspberry Pi. It failed, basically. The chips themselves are very cool. They were like $9 computers, but they just failed. And nowadays, Raspberry Pis, because it was basically a thing that came out when Raspberry Pi didn't have like wireless on board and stuff like that. But Raspberry Pi's caught up at this point. So spend $35, get a Raspberry Pi, you're like golden for having a computer in the house to do like a specific thing like that. If you want it to do stuff for you and, like, you know, just be your like little Linux box that's sitting there doing stuff for you, get a Raspberry Pi. Your other option is the cloud. And that's what I'm going to talk. And so I've rambled a bit, but that's what I'm going to talk about today. And I'm going to talk about Linode or whatever you want to call it. I think it's Linode. They are not my sponsor. They have never been my sponsor, but I have been a Linode customer for probably 10 plus years. Long time. Kenzo's Autonomous Zone has been at Linode for a long time. I could go back and track it. Approximately 10 years, I would say. I did at one point in time host it inside my house. I did everything with, like, you know, then DNS sort of reversal stuff, and everything like came down to the dynamic IP address that would reset in the house. But I finally was like, when I decided to go to the cloud, I decided to go to Linode. And they are awesome. And they have, like, I basically, when I started with Linode, they had a $20 plan. I think that was their cheapest plan. It was a $20 plan. It was a pretty good plan. I got that plan. I built all my stuff on it. I'm like, you know what? I can run my website on this freaking server. And I never looked back. Like 5 years later, they came up with a backup option where, I think every 12 hours or whatever, they back up your server. Like, you know, they do a block level backup of the disk. And I was like, that's a pretty good idea. So now I spend $25 a month on that server. Well, I'm probably stupid, because in the meantime, what they do every few years is they give a given level. So the $20 level has gone to more memory, more disk space that I don't even use, more memory that I probably don't even use, more disk space that I don't even use, more data file transfer that I don't really use. I usually hit somewhere around 2% of the data file transfer per month. And that's during dog days. That's when I'm paying attention to it. It's during dog days when people are actually listening to my podcast. During the rest of the year, you know, I'm probably hitting 0.3% of my data transfer. So I could conceivably take my instance and actually bump it down to a $10 instance, or even they have a $5 instance. And that's kind of what I was going to talk about, because this project that I'm futzing around with now, I started out with a $5 instance. I have bumped it since up to a $10 instance, because it is a file system intensive. It is uses a lot of space. it'll use as much space as you'll give it, kind of sort of thing. And they do have a just a more generic block level, almost like Amazon S3 or sort of stuff, but I didn't want to mess with that at the time, and I figured it was easier to just bump up, go from the $5 to the $10. Ooh, I'm spending $10 a month now on this little test thing. But the cool thing about Linode, and there are other places that do it too, but Linode literally goes down to the $5 level. So $5 a month, you can create. And I mean, it depends on how technical you are. But I would encourage people that if they're interested in this sort of stuff, if you don't think that you can do it by yourself, talk to one of us that can. I mean, if you're listening to this, you know people. You know me. You know Craig Stepp. You know Dave Slusher. You know a bunch of people who are nerdy enough to help you set up this sort of thing. And so for a $5 or a $10 instance, not only can you say, hey, I'm going to spin up a Linux instance, and you're like, ah, but you can say, no, I'm going to spin up a Linux instance that is running the Minecraft software. There's like a, literally a choice when you go into Linode. You can say, you don't really say, I'm going to spin up a Linux instance. You say, I'm going to spin up a Minecraft server, because maybe your kids play Minecraft, or maybe you play Minecraft, but maybe your kids play Minecraft and you want to have your own server and you don't want to have to deal with some of these weirdo server places. Well, guess what? You can spin up a Minecraft, they use file system images. There's all nerdy stuff. I could explain it to you if you wanted to, but they can do things for like Minecraft, for Team Fortress 2, for, I should have looked up the list of these, because there's a huge list of like pre-built, basically, when they spin up the server configured to do what you want. So it's like, you know, Minecraft, whole bunch of like crap. Give me. Yeah, it's gonna take a second. Linode has like fairly. I have to put this down. But I'm interested enough into this. Yes, trust my computer, please. They don't let you just log into Linux. Linode. Dang. I had a password. So I'm not going to be able. But they have, for games and stuff, for like Steam-type games, they have a, what's the name of that game? Don't Starve, which is like a cooperative game that you can run like a state server sort of. Terrarium, another game. I'm trying to remember the game names. My Linode thing's not working right. But anyway, there are tons of games where you can just literally spin up basically a pre-configured server. And a lot of instances, you can do this on a server that costs you $5 a month. At the absolute worst, if it won't run on the $5 server, it will almost certainly run on the $10 server. And maybe that's not something you do forever, but you might do it for 3 months and you're like, you spent $15 or $30 or whatever. So it's like, hey, it's pretty crazy cool. So that's what I'm talking about tonight. I mean, it's like, this is my way, way extended version of a Linode ad, which they're not paying me for, but I love Linode. There are other people that do the same things, but I have been with Linode for like 10 years. They do a great job. They are super high, you know, reliability. They're super high on all that stuff. They have tons. Like I said, I couldn't even scratch the surface of the different types of pre-configured systems. So you can just literally say, like, throw me up a mine server, and it's like, you have to put in some configuration stuff and some passwords and everything. And then boom, it's done. It's like running for you. And it just says, connect to this IP address and connect to this or this server name or whatever. And, you know, log in with this name and this password, and boom, you're on your mine server thing. So it's like super easy. They have insanely good help service. Their documentation is great. And their help service is also great. I have had to use it only a couple times, but when I've had to use it, it's been awesome. So For this nerdy thing that I am not talking about yet, because I'm a little annoyed with some nerdy levelness of it, I'm running it on Linode, and it is running awesome. There's nothing wrong with it. It is running good. So that's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone for today for Nerd Project Day. Linode, or I still don't know. I think it's Linode, is my Nerd Project thing. Give them a whirl. I'm going to put a link to the help page that shows all, because I'm almost positive there is a help page that shows all the different machine image type things that they do. So like Minecraft and Terrarium and Don't Starve and, you know, all these things, Team Fortress 2 and stuff. So if you're just trying to run a server on the internet that lets people connect and do all this stuff, it's like you don't have to set it up. It basically sets 99% of it up for you. So I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. So this has been kkennedy at kenzoid.com. You can find me at kenzoid.com. Let's see, what else? This podcast is Creative Commons License Attribution. Share alike version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you tomorrow. And I don't remember what. Hold on. I can't remember what Sundays are. Sundays are show and series. So we will talk about a movie. Movie was implicit in the whole show and series. We will talk about a movie, show, or series tomorrow that I have been watching lately and enjoying. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.